This is the NOCN ESOL International Advanced User Level C1 Listening Examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. Put your answers on the mark sheet. The listening examination will now begin. Part 1. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
1. I'm bored. Let's go out somewhere. 2. Have you ever been to Amsterdam? 3. Could you pass me the TV remote, please? 4. I've got to make an appointment to see the dentist. 5. I much prefer watching TV instead of going to the cinema. Which do you prefer? 6. We can either have pizza or fish and chips for lunch. 7. Excuse me, have you got the Gladiator film box set? 8. That bag looks heavy. Shall I carry it for you? 9. Can I borrow your laptop, please? Mine isn't working. 10. Oh no, I've just remembered. I've got to go to the post office.
Now listen to the sentences again.
1. I'm bored. Let's go out somewhere. 2. Have you ever been to Amsterdam? 3. Could you pass me the TV remote, please? 4. I've got to make an appointment to see the dentist. 5. I much prefer watching TV instead of going to the cinema. Which do you prefer? 6. We can either have pizza or fish and chips for lunch. 7. Excuse me, have you got the Gladiator film box set? 8. That bag looks heavy. Shall I carry it for you? 9. Can I borrow your laptop, please? Mine isn't working. 10. Oh no, I've just remembered. I've got to go to the post office.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. You will hear 2 conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation one. You'll hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You'll then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Hi, how are you? How was your job interview?
What a fiasco. You know they advertised for a manager to run a sports shop. Well, they want me to run another shop as well, 5 miles away. That means starting at 7:30 in the morning and not finishing until 8 at night. Also, I'd have to work most evenings and weekends because they are open 7 days a week. It's too much. I can't do all that and travel between the shops as well. I'd have to get up at 5 a.m. every morning. Also, they only give 4 weeks holiday a year.
That sounds dreadful. Did you accept the job?
No, I'm so disappointed. I'd have liked to run one of those shops, but not two.
You've made the right decision. I know it's tough being out of work, but at least you'll have some quality of life. We must work to live, not live to work. I've applied for a job at the local garden centre. It's part-time, but it means I can concentrate on finishing my college course.
That sounds sensible. I've registered with a staffing agency, and they've offered me some full-time IT work, which will tide me over until I can find something else.
Why don't we go out? My treat. Let's go bowling and have something to eat. I've just bought 2 new bowling balls and I want to try them out. I need to settle a score as well. You beat me last time, so I need to even up the odds.
All right, but I'll pay for my own meal. I'm not a charity case.
OK, it's up to you. We can get in for free. I've got some complimentary tickets.
When do you want to go?
6:30 tonight.
Sounds good. See you then. Bye.
Bye.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hi, how are you? How was your job interview?
What a fiasco. You know they advertised for a manager to run a sports shop. Well, they want me to run another shop as well, 5 miles away. That means starting at 7:30 in the morning and not finishing until 8 at night. Also, I'd have to work most evenings and weekends because they are open 7 days a week. It's too much. I can't do all that and travel between the shops as well. I'd have to get up at 5 a.m. every morning. Also, they only give 4 weeks holiday a year.
That sounds dreadful. Did you accept the job?
No, I'm so disappointed. I'd have liked to run one of those shops, but not two.
You've made the right decision. I know it's tough being out of work, but at least you'll have some quality of life. We must work to live, not live to work. I've applied for a job at the local garden centre. It's part-time, but it means I can concentrate on finishing my college course.
That sounds sensible. I've registered with a staffing agency, and they've offered me some full-time IT work, which will tide me over until I can find something else.
Why don't we go out? My treat. Let's go bowling and have something to eat. I've just bought 2 new bowling balls and I want to try them out. I need to settle a score as well. You beat me last time, so I need to even up the odds.
All right, but I'll pay for my own meal. I'm not a charity case.
OK, it's up to you. We can get in for free. I've got some complimentary tickets.
When do you want to go?
6:30 tonight.
Sounds good. See you then. Bye.
Bye.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. Listen to conversation 2. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Ah, good morning. Please sit down. You've been working with us now for 6 months. How are you finding your new job?
I like the job I'm doing, but sometimes I find it a bit frustrating because I'd like to be able to work more on my own.
What do you mean?
Well, I'd like to work on my own project. I've got a university degree in IT and I've got some good ideas I'd like to share. When I joined the company, I was told I would have my own project, but so far, I've only been working under instructions from other people. I enjoy working in a team, but I'd like to lead my own team eventually.
We've been looking at something you can do. One of our clients wants someone to design a website for their new range of furniture. Would you be interested?
Absolutely.
The company is called Eco Oak, and they make and sell real wood furniture that's been ethically sourced from forests in Austria. They plant more trees than they cut down, so there's minimal damage to the environment. They want this to be the main selling point of their furniture.
What is the time frame for the project?
You can start straight away. I'll email you the details. They want the website up and running within 3 months.
I'll need to meet with the company first. Is it possible for me to claim travel expenses? Only I've been using my own car for business and it's costing me a fortune.
Yes, you need to submit a claim each month. We pay half a euro per kilometre, so add up the number of kilometres you do and fill in the claim form. We only pay for business trips, though, not travelling to and from work.
Great. I'm really looking forward to starting the project and I'll do my best to do a good job.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Ah, good morning. Please sit down. You've been working with us now for 6 months. How are you finding your new job?
I like the job I'm doing, but sometimes I find it a bit frustrating because I'd like to be able to work more on my own.
What do you mean?
Well, I'd like to work on my own project. I've got a university degree in IT and I've got some good ideas I'd like to share. When I joined the company, I was told I would have my own project, but so far, I've only been working under instructions from other people. I enjoy working in a team, but I'd like to lead my own team eventually.
We've been looking at something you can do. One of our clients wants someone to design a website for their new range of furniture. Would you be interested?
Absolutely.
The company is called Eco Oak. And they make and sell real wood furniture that's been ethically sourced from forests in Austria. They plant more trees than they cut down, so there's minimal damage to the environment. They want this to be the main selling point of their furniture.
What is the time frame for the project?
You can start straight away. I'll email you the details. They want the website up and running within 3 months.
I'll need to meet with the company first. Is it possible for me to claim travel expenses? Only, I've been using my own car for business and it's costing me a fortune.
Yes, you need to submit a claim each month. We pay half a euro per kilometre, so add up the number of kilometres you do and fill in the claim form. We only pay for business trips though, not travelling to and from work.
Great. I'm really looking forward to starting the project and I'll do my best to do a good job.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Debate and discussion. You will now hear a debate and a discussion. You will hear them twice. You have 2 minutes to look at the questions for both the debate and the discussion. Now listen to the debate. Record your answers on the mark sheet. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Today, we're talking about slang and whether it should be taught as standard language in classrooms. Joining me is Joe, a speech therapist. Joe, should it be taught in classrooms?
No. It might have common usage in everyday life, but it should be banned from classrooms.
Doesn't slang help us speak fluently? Pronouncing each and every word takes much longer than using slang. For instance, cause instead of because, and wanna instead of want to.
I disagree. Speaking slang doesn't save that much time. The real problem is young people not understanding what type of language to use in different social settings. Using slang at a job interview, for instance, is not a good idea and can seem quite rude. Also, it encourages the use of incorrect grammar, and this is lazy.
Well, slang is used on radio and TV. Most films and TV programmes use slang.
Yes, it seems to be the trend now. Years ago, people spoke much better. Standards have dropped. People don't care much now. I've always tried to avoid using slang if possible. It's our duty to educate young people to speak politely and properly. One of the problems I find is that they are now beginning to write in slang.
But aren't emails, notes, and text messages easier to write in slang?
I think it's ugly and clumsy. Writing emails, letters, essays, and reports demands a good level of grammatically correct language. It reflects someone's education.
I agree, but speaking slang is more problematic to correct.
Yes, it can be. It seems there are two languages, one for school and work, and another for talking to our friends. Separating the two can often become muddled.
Language evolves over time and communication methods change. However, speaking and writing articulately in formal situations is essential if you want to get on in this world. But using slang doesn't mean someone is uneducated.
No, of course not.
Now listen to the debate again.
Today, we're talking about slang and whether it should be taught as standard language in classrooms. Joining me is Joe, a speech therapist. Joe, should it be taught in classrooms?
No. It might have common usage in everyday life, but it should be banned from classrooms.
Doesn't slang help us speak fluently? Pronouncing each and every word takes much longer than using slang. For instance, cause instead of because, and wanna instead of want to.
I disagree. Speaking slang doesn't save that much time. The real problem is young people not understanding what type of language to use in different social settings. Using slang at a job interview, for instance, is not a good idea and can seem quite rude. Also, it encourages the use of incorrect grammar, and this is lazy.
Well, slang is used on radio and TV. Most films and TV programmes use slang.
Yes, it seems to be the trend now. Years ago, people spoke much better. Standards have dropped. People don't care much now. I've always tried to avoid using slang if possible. It's our duty to educate young people to speak politely and properly. One of the problems I find is that they are now beginning to write in slang.
But aren't emails, notes and text messages easier to write in slang?
I think it's ugly and clumsy. Writing emails, letters, essays and reports demands a good level of grammatically correct language. It reflects someone's education.
I agree, but speaking slang is more problematic to correct.
Yes, it can be. It seems there are two languages, one for school and work, and another for talking to our friends. Separating the two can often become muddled.
Language evolves over time and communication methods change. However, speaking and writing articulately in formal situations is essential if you want to get on in this world. But using slang doesn't mean someone is uneducated.
No, of course not.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Debate and discussion. Listen to the discussion. You will hear it twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Rhys, you work for the European Bank. Tell me, do we need cash or is it now obsolete?
We always need cash. We need coins for shopping trolleys, to donate to charity boxes, to pay for bus fares, unless we have a bus pass, and to give to children to buy snacks at school.
I don't carry cash around with me. I usually pay by card because I can trace where my money goes. If I have a wallet load of cash, I tend to spend more money.
Cards are good, but not all shops accept them, and your identity can be stolen. Your PIN number can be copied. Cards are not 100% safe.
Contactless payment with a card prevents that from happening. But I agree, it's worrying when you have to cancel your cards if someone steals your PIN or wallet. If I don't use my card, I use Sage or PayPal to pay for things online. They protect you from unauthorised payments.
But unless you check your accounts, you don't always know if someone has hacked into them. Sometimes the bank contacts you if they suspect an unusual transaction.
I think we'll become a cashless society eventually. I pay my window cleaner and for my milk delivery by bank transfer. We can even swipe our cards in some parking meters now to buy a ticket.
Yes, we can pay by card at petrol stations too. But we still need a coin to put in the machine if we want to put air in our car tyres. Also, we need cash to buy things in markets and leave tips for waiters in restaurants. So, we need cash for some things. I like having cash because I know how much I'm spending. I forget what I've bought online and payments don't always go through automatically. Then I find I've overspent. So, I find it difficult to budget my money.
True. I suppose cash is important.
Now listen to the discussion again.
Rhys, you work for the European Bank. Tell me, do we need cash or is it now obsolete?
We always need cash. We need coins for shopping trolleys, to donate to charity boxes, to pay for bus fares, unless we have a bus pass, and to give to children to buy snacks at school.
I don't carry cash around with me. I usually pay by card because I can trace where my money goes. If I have a wallet load of cash, I tend to spend more money.
Cards are good, but not all shops accept them. And your identity can be stolen. Your PIN number can be copied. Cards are not 100% safe.
Contactless payment with a card prevents that from happening. But I agree, it's worrying when you have to cancel your cards if someone steals your PIN or wallet. If I don't use my card, I use Sage or PayPal to pay for things online. They protect you from unauthorised payments.
But unless you check your accounts, you don't always know if someone has hacked into them. Sometimes the bank contacts you if they suspect an unusual transaction.
I think we'll become a cashless society eventually. I pay my window cleaner and for my milk delivery by bank transfer. We can even swipe our cards in some parking meters now to buy a ticket.
Yes, we can pay by card at petrol stations too. But we still need a coin to put in the machine if we want to put air in our car tyres. Also, we need cash to buy things in markets and leave tips for waiters in restaurants. So, we need cash for some things. I like having cash because I know how much I'm spending. I forget what I've bought online and payments don't always go through automatically. Then I find I've overspent. So I find it difficult to budget my money.
True. I suppose cash is important.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.